Yes, I've heard it.
What would you call somebody who moved, like, out of the country and didn't know about city ways and came into the town?
Call them a rustic.
And what about...
So did you call them anything else?
I don't think Georgia cracked about calling them anything special and just lived out in the country. Country people.
Did you ever hear them called hillbilly?
Well, hillbillies are up in the hills.
I don't think they used to be up state.
In the hilly country.
What would you call somebody who lived like out of the country and didn't know about the situation?
If someone wants you to come real soon and you say, you know, I'll be ready
in a minute.
Okay, or you say, I'll be with you in...
In a few minutes, soon. Just a
minute.
Left ear and right ear, mouth, neck, throat, tooth, teeth, gums, arm, fist, joint, hands,
would you ever call a shed anything else?
I don't think so. Part of your leg.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called shanks?
No.
Okay. What would you call the back part of the thighs? Between your knee and your own bottom. Did you ever hear them called haunches?
No.
Sound like horses. No. How would you refer to a person who could lift heavy weights?
Weightlifter?
You'd say he has lots of muscles, or he's...
Muscular? Strong?
What about someone that's really healthy?
Let's say he's healthy.
Would you ever use the term husky or stout for a strong or healthy person?
Well, sometimes you use it for a husky, but that to me doesn't mean just healthy.
What does husky mean?
That's healthy and strong, or I don't know. It just has sort of a meaning of its own, I guess. Strong.
If you said someone was calm,
what about someone?
What would that mean?
Common?
Mm-hmm.
Uneducated, maybe, or bad manners.
Okay, you would never use it in a complimentary sense.
Well, sometimes you use it for husky, but that just helps me.
Well, someone's great now, but they weren't, say, yesterday. You say she... Say, well, she didn't used to be afraid of the dark.
She wasn't afraid of the dog.
Uneducated, maybe, or...